This is Jesse Goldberg Strasser, joined by the Lansing Lugnuts, Ian Kadish. Ian, how did you come to get signed by the Jays?
I signed as a free agent in 2011 by Nick Mano, who's now in professional scouting. So all I wanted was an opportunity, and he came to me with an opportunity, and I took it and ran with it.
Did he give you an unexpected call?
He did, actually. After the draft was over, I was sitting down with my dad, trying to figure out what I was going to do next in my life. And we were actually on a golf course, and Nick called me as soon as the last pick was taken and told me he had an opportunity for me. So I took it. Could be more gracious for it.
So how's minor league baseball been so far?
It's been exactly what I expected. Some days are long, some days are good. It takes a lot to get through, a lot mentally to get through. I think it's a lot more mental than physical, too. But, I mean, it's been everything I expected. I've loved every second of it. So I'm just trying to make the most of it.
How are you better as a pitcher now than when you were in college?
I've gotten to know myself better. I've gotten to refine my craft and refine my stuff. Being able to repeat my delivery better. Just everything's gotten a lot more sharper than it was in college, which is always a good thing. So I think I'm a lot better now than I was in college.
What sort of pitcher are you?
Even though I don't light up the radar gun, I would like to consider myself a power pitcher because of my deception. A lot of hitters tell me it's hard to pick up, so I can make my fastball look a lot harder than it actually is. And then off the fastball, I have a cutter, so that's more of a power pitch. So I would classify it as a power pitcher.
When did you learn the cutter?
Last week of spring training this year. I used to have a slider, and then our coordinator, Dane Johnson, came to me. I went to him, and said, "Dane, what would you think about a cutter?" And he said, "Work on it. See what you think for the next couple of days." And then he came to me and said, "Ian, how's that cutter?" And I threw it in a game, and he said, "Okay, let's scrap the slider and just go with the cutter." So it's still relatively new.
Fastball, cutter, do you throw anything else?
I have a changeup, but I've only thrown two all year. So it's still in the back pocket, but I do have one.
If the catcher puts down that sign, you just shake it off right now?
Most of the time, yeah. There are a few instances where I will throw it. But it's just fastball, cutter.
What is the signal that a catcher puts down to indicate the cutter?
We just use the same signal as the slider, either a two or three, whichever one the catcher is more comfortable with.
Your delivery in general, with the way that you use your glove, you do hide the ball before you throw it. When did that start?
That started after, so I went to short season in Bluefield, and then I was expecting to get an invitation to spring training, but I was invited to extended spring training. So as soon as I got that, I wasn't happy with not being invited to spring training. So me and my pitching coach were back home. I went into him one day and said, "Okay, let's change something." And he said, "Why do you want to change something?" I told him, "Because I'm not happy with not being going to spring training, so let's change something." And he said, "All right, well, I have this idea that could help you get deception, but I've never really tried it on anybody."
You were the experiment.
So yeah, I was the experiment. So I was like, "All right, well, let's try it. What can it hurt? I'm invited to extended spring training, so I'm going to a short season team. So, I mean, what, you can't hurt anything." So we went with it, ran with it, developed it, and pretty much got it down within a month of sticking with it. I like it. It helps a lot with arm health, arm care. It does help tremendously with deception. I think it's made me a tremendously better pitcher than I was.
What is the best thing about being a pitcher?
Best thing about being a pitcher? I like having the ball in your hands at all times. Vince always says the game can't start until you throw it. I like having that control in my hands.
You have a teammate on the Lugnuts, also a teammate of yours at Marshall. How far back do you and Eric Sekula go?
We go back all the way back until 2007, summer after our high school. We played a little bit together in summer ball, and then freshman year we were roommates, sophomore year we were roommates, junior year we were roommates on the road, senior year we were roommates on the road, and then we went and played summer ball together after our junior year where we were roommates. Then Bluefield, we were roommates. So like, we've been roommates.
Was that your choice or did coaches stick you together?
It was pretty much our choice. But, I mean, it's always nice having a guy that I know with me. He's like a brother, so he knows just about everything about me. We've known each other for the past six, 7 years, so it's been a good friendship that we've made.
That's awesome. What types of personalities did the two of you bring to the bullpen?
He's more of like the quiet, but like interactive type. He doesn't really keep to himself, but he's not very flashy or like loud, whereas I'm like the loud one, always yelling. I'm always bouncing off the walls where he's always mellow and laid back. Two polar opposites.
Something else I've noticed about both of you is that you're both workout demons. Did you first get interested in fitness?
My freshman year of college, I did a lot. My pitching coach in college and my strength coach in college really instilled the hard work and the work ethic. From there, it's just blossomed, and that's what I pride myself on.
So what's the next thing that you're working on to improve?
Being able to repeat my delivery. I mean, you can always repeat your delivery better than you do, and refine your craft and work on your craft. It's always about getting better. If you settle for what you are now, then you'll go nowhere in this game.
And finally, how do you spend your winters?
I spend them up in Boston, actually, working out with a guy named Eric Cressy, who's like the baseball guru of working out. So I work out with him up there. I love it. I learned a lot from him as well. So I have family up there. My dad's originally from there, so I live with his family. Work for his brother. I love the city of Boston. I always have. It's good. It's cold winters, but they're very, very productive winters.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Ian Kadish. Ian, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.